It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
A crisis.
A crisis.
It's a terrible thing to waste.
Which is why I'm here to talk to you about the Zoe Clark shutdown of the federal government.
Whoa. I believe you mean the Rick Pluta government shutdown.
Actually, we can all take a turn behind the Senator Ted Cruz shutdown, the Harry Reid shutdown, the Obama shutdown. Although the point here is not to own it, but to make someone else own it, to personalize it and dump it on the other side.
Right. We are not talking about the policy side of it here, but instead how political operations are using this shutdown.
For example, here in Michigan, Democratic Party fundraising messages call it Terry Lynn Land's shutdown. She has shut down the government, apparently, while still merely a candidate for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination.
Shut it down.
So, while the federal government grinds to a standstill, political fundraisers and message makers are working overtime.
This is an environment that is, as they say, target rich.
There are people whose sole jobs are to take these moments that command our attention, incite passion, anger, frustration, and then turn that into campaign cash and memorable political messages. But while everyone's talking about the same thing, it can also be difficult to break through the cacophony.
And a lot of people seem to be working off the same talking points. Democrats have one set: critical services in peril, a country held hostage by the Tea Party.
Republicans, another. Democrats, they're the ones that did this. They won't negotiate.
I spent a lot of time this week saying no to congressional candidates unleashed on Michigan and their districts.
You said no to the interview requests because all they had was variations on the same talking points coming out of D.C.
Thanks a lot, but no thanks.
But then this week, a group of congressional Republicans, Western Michigan's Bill Huizinga among them, hit on what seemed to be messaging gold.
Right. These congressional Republicans embedded themselves with a group of World War II veterans who made the trip to D.C. to visit the World War II monument. The congressional members were outraged.
Outraged.
That the government shutdown of non-essential services actually shut down this non-essential service.
Huizinga and company joined that band of brothers as they took the monument.
A couple of my colleagues and moved the fence, and we started walking the guys in.
Have fun storming the castle.
Republicans are not shutting down the government. They're reopening it. One national monument at a time.
So during a headline-dominating event like this shutdown, it's difficult to break through without something different to say. In fact, some Republicans complained that the attention paid to the shutdown,
largely not complimentary to D.C. Republicans,
right, stepped on coverage of the glitches in the first day of people signing up for health insurance under Obamacare.
Which brings us to Mark Schauer.
Pity the presumptive 2014 Democratic nominee for governor. He had something different to say this week. It was just a little too different.
Hoping to counter a bit the air war launched last week by Governor Rick Snyder's re-election campaign, Schauer hoped to get people talking about schools and education funding with an early endorsement by the state's largest teachers union.
But the Michigan Education Association endorsement fell on almost deaf ears as the public and the news media focused that very same day on the shutdown. The endorsement story just dropped to the bottom of the pile of political news.
The timing on the face of it was not unreasonable. Talking about school spending on the first day of Michigan's new budget year, Michigan's official school student count day was this week.
Yet, as it turned out,
he chose poorly.
The message has to be right for the moment, but the moment also has to be right for that message.
You're just waiting for the right moment. You can find another way.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
When you're gonna live.